You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Good morning. It is 6:07 a.m. Welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. It's Throwback Thursday. If you want to get a request in there, you can send it over via social media at Dave Mahoney on Twitter, or Facebook, or Instagram, or wherever you want. To start the show today, some good news and some bad news. What would you like to start with, Mahoney?
Let's go with the bad news.
The bad news first. The bad news is the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts are fighting.
Oh, why is that?
Yeah.
Who has cooties?
The Boy Scouts have decided to start admitting girls next year and work their way all the way up to Eagle Scout, and the Girl Scouts are pissed.
Well, the Girl Scouts were created because girls could not be Boy Scouts originally.
Are they not affiliated?
They are not.
Why?
Because
they're like the Sharks and the Jets, man.
Oh, really? They're rival gangs?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had no idea.
Those two guys in that Michael Jackson Bad video. Tied together, dancing with switchblades.
Given the opportunity, they would have a dance-off.
But instead of switchblades, Swiss Army knives with the corkscrews and the toothpicks and the little flint.
In case you need to start a fire.
Start a fire.
Yeah.
The weird nail file that doesn't work ever. Why do you put a nail file in there that never works, Swiss Army? What do you got against cuticles?
So why would girls want to join the Boy Scouts? A study found that Girl Scouts tend to push more activities like art, and of course, selling cookies is a big thing for the Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
While the Boy Scouts push more science activities and individual problem-solving skills. So they're saying, you put those two together. What a revolutionary idea here in 2017 to think that boys would maybe want to do art and sell cookies.
What?
And girls would want to do problem-solving activities.
It's a switcheroo.
What?
Dogs are cats. Cats are dogs.
You straight up did a switcheroo on me. You switcherooed.
Why'd you switcheroo?
I mean, why has...
But if you double switcheroo, it's back to normal.
How dare you?
Maybe just call them scouts at
this
point.
Yeah. Whatever.
I know. Combine them. Let you pick your own route of achievement if you want the more artsy side or maybe the more technical side. Gender shouldn't play an issue
just
with that.
Make the programs more broad.
But that will never happen because, again, they are opposing entities, and we wouldn't want to infringe on either.
Now,
if
the Boy Scouts really want to piss off the Girl Scouts, just start selling cookies.
No, do it, because then maybe we might have it all year long.
I know. Wouldn't
they'll
that be
sell
great?
Like
they
in
sell
different
popcorn.
Times.
I know. I got hustled for some of that popcorn.
The Boy Scout popcorn's not good.
It's
not bad. I got some of the caramel corn.
It's not great.
It was outside of Smith's on South Rainbow. I just went over there a couple weekends ago, and they were like, would you like to buy some? I'm like, oh, I'll get some on the way out. And so I stopped by on the way out, and they're like, well, the small bag here is $20. I'm like, what?
$20?
Popcorn.
Dollars.
What are you talking
about?
About?
Here's $5.
They're not
I take nothing.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Really?
When they're out in front of like Bass Pro Shop or something along those lines, it's like I can't not. Like, I love watching
you
kids.
You go shopping at Bass Pro Shops a lot?
Bass Pro Shop has a cornucopia of junk food.
Oh.
All right.
Like,
I did not know
I had no
that.
No idea.
Like, Bass Pro Shop has quite a bit of stuff. You'd be surprised.
Okay.
A lot of hot sauces.
Oh.
Too. A lot of hot sauces you can't get anywhere else. But anytime I see like kids hustling who I know aren't like hustling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you know that it's going to be, you know, they're
for a good cause, yeah, for yeah, their, yeah.
If you've got like one Twix and you're like, hey, man.
Hey, man, I'm selling this for my football program. You're like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
Just
you're hustling.
Twix.
But I like, you know, sometimes I don't want, like, I'm never using the card you're going to sell me or the coupon book. I'll just give them $5 and call it a day.
So that's the bad news. Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts feuding. Good news for old Elin, Tiger Woods' ex. She's 37 years old now.
Is she getting married again?
No, she just scored a $100 million payday in that divorce settlement. And
we've been divorced for like 5 years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's had that money for a while, but here's what the story is. So she bought a 2-bedroom, 3.5 bathroom beachfront townhouse in May of 2011 for $1 million.
Okay.
And she put about $200,000 into the renovations, according to public records.
Uh-huh.
She walked away with over $2 million, $2.2 million, double what she paid for that townhouse. So she paid $1 million for her property, now selling it for $2.2 million. That's on top of the $100 million that she got. She also got $25 million of a settlement of real estate in the Palm Beach area when her and Tiger Woods split up. So Elin, as far as
she's banking,
marrying a celebrity, things going south, but still getting paid big time. Good for her, right?
I guess.
I don't know. You're not about it.
No?
You know, I don't know. I feel like $100 million is a lot of money to go to somebody considering
I mean, they have kids together. Like, yeah, but you know,
give it to the kids.
Yeah.
At that point, you know, like.
But I mean,
it'd be
he was.
One thing if she helped him build his empire, but he was rich and famous and the world's best golfer. Well, that, before he met her.
That's on him then, because the whole point of a prenuptial agreement is like, hey, I made all of these huge amounts of money before we got married.
Yeah.
You don't get that because now we're getting married. But if she was with him during those years where he was, you know, bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars a year himself, then okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You know.
Yeah. It's good news for her.
No, I think it's good news.
Bad news for
because,
you know, him.
She broke up with, I was like, wasn't she dating a billionaire? Broke up with a billionaire also.
Did she?
Yeah.
I ain't mad at her.
She ain't gonna be your sugar mama. You're married.
Damn. <Ew. it. laughs>
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
She's gonna leave you and take half your debt.
Sweet. Well, I mean, no, that's good.
Best deal ever. Baby, listen to me.
Hey, will you pay down my American Express card, please? Please.
I know I'm supposed to pay this off every month, but
I fell a little behind, so.
Daddy's having some trouble.
Can I just give them your phone number so they'll start calling you, please?
You get like a weird accent all of a sudden.
Hello, it is Dave.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
We do and say a lot of stupid things on the air. I get it.
We do.
But when other people do it, we like to celebrate that as well.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know who Bella Hadid is?
Yes.
No. She was, I mean, I know the name, but why is she famous?
Yeah, why is she famous?
She's a supermodel.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
What'd she do?
She's attractive. She was doing an interview about buying sneakers, and she was trying really hard to be cool. And I mean, she's young, and she's pretty. Like, she shouldn't have to try that hard.
She's a supermodel, so right. She doesn't have to try that hard.
But it was really, really bad.
You gotta be yourself,
and,
man.
Oh, boy. The accuser, the one who, not even the accuser, just the girl who released that video of the offensive line coach from Miami doing whatever that white substance was.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She did some interviews yesterday, and we have the audio. She is doubling down on selling this guy out. We'll play that for you next.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So Bella Hadid is a supermodel, and she's what?
I'm just cringing already.
Oh, because have you heard the audio yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw the video.
She's 21 years old.
Yeah.
She's I'm looking at the photos of her. She's pretty.
She's very attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But 21.
So they were doing an interview with her where she was sneaker shopping in New York City, and she was talking about all these cool shoes that she really likes.
Yeah.
Only she was trying a little too hard, and like you said, kind of cringeworthy.
Yeah, it is.
For me, I feel like girls look so sexy in tennis shoes. I think it's like the dopest that you could wear with a dress, you know, with whatever you want. And sneakers on a man is definitely the first thing I look at. So if you're going to have a dope shoe that both guys and girls can wear, I mean, come on. Matching shoes, that's dope.
What are some of your sneaker turnoffs, though?
I'm cool with it, and I don't mind dirty sneakers, but they better be fresh, okay. You know? If homeboy is coming through with these, it's fine. Yeah, no, it's fine for him. But like, if he comes through in like these, homeboy is gonna like get it.
You know, hey, if you're like super tall, you're rich already, you're famous, and you're a supermodel, you don't have to like pander to the audience.
Yeah.
No.
You don't. Like, you have been dealt the best hand.
Yes, you're already cool.
And
you don't have to be cooler by talking about how fresh the sneakers are on homeboy.
And you can only use homeboy like a few times.
And who uses the term homeboy?
Do
you?
I do sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you?
I do.
In a non-ironic way?
Sometimes, yeah.
Why don't you ever call us homeboys?
Yeah.
I do.
You're like, I'm chilling with my homeboys.
I really do.
Really?
Yeah.
Dave Mahoney.
I've said homeboy on air, but
we should start using that as like the tagline for the show. Dave Mahoney.
No, because you're
homeboys in the morning.
No, you're
so dope.
Wait,
dope. You were dope.
Dave Mahomeboy.
Yes.
I like that.
Ooh. But it's like salt. You can't just overuse it.
You can't overuse it.
Okay. Even dope.
Used as a seasoning. Yeah.
You miss my two dopes who were dope.
No, that I could heard be that.
A,
I heard
you don't like that
no,
line?
No, it's all right.
Oh, you said it before. He doesn't like it still.
No, it's all right.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. So the whole Harvey Weinstein thing is obviously unraveling for him, but also for other people, including Ben Affleck.
He's hurt.
There is a story going back to 2003. Did you guys see the video of this?
I did.
Yes.
So I saw the video.
It's not getting... See, here's what I don't like.
Yeah.
So Ben Affleck was, somebody on Twitter got on and said, hey, remember when Ben Affleck groped somebody on TRL back in 2003 or 2004?
It was 2003 and it was Hillary Burton.
All the articles that they referenced, that referenced this and referenced everything that was going on with Harvey Weinstein and obviously associating Ben Affleck with him as well, did not link the video of Ben Affleck.
So I watched the video and I
had to hunt it down, and that pissed me off. Right. I'm like, then I watched the video and I'm like, I don't see what happened there.
So she used to be on the show One Tree Hill. She's now 35 years old and
she's married to Negan.
Yeah, and she got on Twitter and said, I didn't forget about it, and she was forced to laugh off the incident or she would cry about it. Now, Ben Affleck, who is currently in rehab for alcohol addiction, admitted his inappropriate behavior and apologized to the actress on Twitter.
Yep.
Yeah. It came hours after Affleck said he was saddened and angry over the sickening claims of the sexual assault made against his benefactor. Because him and Harvey Weinstein worked together on a lot of projects.
Good Will Hunting. Yeah. What made him and Matt Damon household names.
But the only thing I saw in that video was Ben Affleck.
He hugged her.
Well, yeah. But
here's Hillary Burton talking about getting groped by Ben Affleck.
You're always like, I'm just free-spirited. It's so nice to see you.
And he wraps his arm around me and comes over and tweaks my left boob.
Nice to see you.
I don't know what happened, but Hillary also was like, ooh. I'm just like, what are you doing? And there was a little squeeze. I don't know. We played the tape over a couple times.
Yeah, he pulled that move.
That's
for sure.
His move, yeah.
I'd rather have a high five.
I totally agree. Like, if he's grabbing her boob when she doesn't want it, that's inappropriate.
But watching the video, it's pretty, you know, like I said,
it looks fairly innocent compared to what these claims that we're hearing about.
Like,
what,
he assaulted.
But again,
Harvey Weinstein is a horrible person.
I feel like this almost takes away in a certain sense because I don't know.
But
I mean,
guys,
the only thing,
I can't tell you how she feels, but I'm watching the video and I'm looking at it and I'm going, I'm not seeing any. This is on video.
It's a lot different than being cornered in a hotel room and forced to do things that you don't want to do.
But the only thing that I saw really was Ben Affleck looking like a total playboy.
Yeah.
Like kind of a little bit douchey.
He's a douche. He's kind of a douchebag.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Less now than he was 14 years ago.
Yes, but claiming sexual assault is a big, big claim that will, you know, if somebody is a predator, then those are massive allegations.
So listen to this, though. Harvey Weinstein, you guys, just wants another chance, okay? So he's obviously not having a good time. He's been pushed out of his company. He's been disgraced publicly. Like, they're talking about taking away all of his honorary degrees. And anyone that's ever done anything nice
for
Harvey Weinstein,
they're going to do the Bill Cosby treatment on him, as they should.
Fleeing from this guy. And if these allegations are true, then absolutely.
Politicians, you know it's bad when politicians are giving back the money that you donated.
Yeah.
Like, that's when you are done. And as he should be. Like I said, that guy is a criminal, in my opinion.
Well, yeah. And he's disgusting.
So here is the audio of Harvey Weinstein being tracked down by paparazzi, saying he just deserves another opportunity. Aww. You guys.
Guys, I'm not doing okay.
You're not.
I'm trying. I got to get help, guys. You know what? We all make mistakes. Second chance, I hope. Okay? Thanks, guys. And you know what? I've always been loyal to you guys. Awesome. Not like those treat you like. I've been a good guy.
Thank you.
I don't know. When you do something,
everyone accidentally sexually assaults a whole bunch of women over a couple of decades, you guys.
I mean,
come on.
You can't be doing
another shot.
You can't be doing that stuff to women and then say, no, I'm a good guy.
I've always been the good guy to you paparazzi, though. So, you know.
You cornered a reporter and took care of yourself into a plant
in front of her when she didn't want it and then called and asked her on a date the next day. That's psychopathic.
That's insanity.
Not being a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not.
Yeah. And that's just one of the many, many, many stories that we've heard.
And then we heard the lady who was like, when he was asking him to watch him bathe.
The audio.
That audio is horrible.
Audio,
it's horrific.
It's hard to listen to.
Yeah. So Harvey Weinstein, though, just wants another shot, you guys.
Nah, I'm going to pass.
Stop being so heartless.
Go to rehab and then just fade into obscurity or prepare for the upcoming charges and lawsuits that are probably headed your way.
Yep. See you, everybody.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
Going to be checking the voicemail for the first time here in a couple of minutes. 702-889-7352 if you want to sneak a message in there. Also, we have an opportunity for you to get set up with an Aces Nails gift card and a custom Dave Mahoney Aces Nails growler for the Silver and Black Uncensored Tailgate Party, which is going down at noon on Sunday over at Aces and Nails. That is coming up next as well.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, watching one of my favorite all-time super romantic movies, Overboard. Yeah, that's like the bomb. It's one of those that I will watch like 20 times over, and maybe you got me off, but Overboard is the ruling of the stupid romantic movies. My favorite.
Message deleted.
Those were words, but
was she just calling to tell us that she was watching a movie? Is that what happened there?
I believe so, yeah. She
What movie? Overboard?
Overboard, yeah.
What is that?
Overboard is, what is his name? So, it's a stupid romantic comedy from the 80s. Yeah, okay. Somebody falls off a boat or hits their head.
Kurt Russell?
Yeah, there you go,
Kurt Russell. Goldie Hawn, I think.
Yeah, Goldie Hawn like hits her head and doesn't remember.
Well, thanks for the heads up, letting us all know. That's
Can we
appreciate that.
Just have somebody normal call the voicemail?
Let's see. I've got two more messages. Here we go.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got to say, Sylvia, you can make Wednesday Addams look sexy. It looks good on you. But anyways, Dave, Mahoney, I got a question for you. What made you guys decide to do the genre of music that you guys play on the radio? Like, what made you guys do rock instead of pop or folk music or bluegrass music? Was it by choice or...
Message deleted.
No, I always wanted to be in hip-hop radio.
DJ Dave Wiki Wiki.
I started in oldies. 92.3 WKIO.
Really?
Boy, yeah.
Is that
I mean, I didn't want to, but that's the only place I could get a job. No, I wanted alternative music was what we grew up listening to. It's what we love. It's what we have a passion for. You know, I mean, that was, you know, I love music.
Yeah,
and I love going to shows.
For me, I grew up in Minnesota, and believe it or not, in the bustling metropolis of Brainerd, Minnesota, there's not a lot of alternative rock stations. When I moved to South Carolina in 95, 96, there was an alternative station there, and I loved it because there wasn't a radio station like that in Minnesota where I grew up, and that's the radio station that I just bugged them until they gave me my first job because I love the format. I don't want to work in any other format.
The song we just played, Nirvana, I remember it was The Point in St. Louis, KPNT, and when they signed on in like 93, 94, I remember, oh my God, there's a station playing Nirvana, and you know, like being 12 or 13 years old, you're like...
So rebellious.
Yeah, this is awesome.
This is crazy.
So there, you know, there's that aspect, but then on the other side of it, working in like pop radio or hot AC, like,
just,
you know,
feels
a mixed
so disingenuous.
You got to be happy all the time. You got to fake it. It's just a bunch of cheese stuff. Well, at least the thing about
and also,
alternative,
like, we're in our mid 30s. Like,
they tell you to talk with a smile. Yeah, they do.
They say talk with a smile so people can hear it on the other side of the speakers.
Hey, guys, I'm smiling. Do I sound happy? No, because I'm not. I'm miserable.
You sound sad inside.
That's the thing about alternative.
We are sad inside.
Yes.
Yeah. Here we can let it out. No, I mean, we're generally very happy people, Mahoney and I are. However, dang it. I just blooped.
Yeah.
No, but like this format is very genuine for us. Like this is what we want to do. This is the music that we like. And I mean, we're in our mid-30s. We have no business introducing Ariana Grande songs.
I could care less about anybody on a pop station. That was...
What if we get a big offer from a pop station?
We're playing hard to get, Dave. We're not going anywhere. I'm done.
You're done moving.
I'm done moving.
Yeah, me too, man.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning. Hey, guys, I just wanted to thank you guys one more time for everything you did, especially last Monday, shutting your show down, giving us a forum to talk and speak. You guys were the only ones that did that, going ahead with the Downtown Boogaloo. We had a good time, the whole family. Just want to say I love you guys. Dave, you're great. Mahoney, I love you too, bro. You just remind me of my cousin, who's a tall, redheaded only child also. Sylvia, you're a great addition. You sound great, everything like that. Maybe we can do a duet. Ian, grade A guy. Love Ian. He's great. Best producer out there, I think. Takes time to call, and when I, every time I call, he talks to me. So hopefully you guys do some more family-friendly events in the future because we all had a great time. So you guys have a great day, and I love what you did, and I love listening to you guys every morning.
Message deleted.
Well, we appreciate that, you know. And
I don't know if I believe that message. It's too nice.
It was very nice. I mean, it's been a rough couple of weeks here in Las Vegas, and it's going to continue to be. You know, we're trying to get back to normal. We're trying to do everything that we can to do our part as people who have a forum here in the community.
Good stewards of the community.
Yeah. And you know what? We've got another event that is coming up. We're going to be doing our help for the holidays.
Yep.
That's coming up probably early November. So about a month.
Definitely early November. So it's going to be November 9th and 10th.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing help for the holidays. So leading into Veterans Day weekend, it's going to be over at Town Square. We're working on all of the details right now. But once again, bringing the community together, rallying for a fantastic cause. And fun for the whole family. And that's something else. I mean, when Mahoney and I first got here back in 2004, 2005, you know, we would go to a lot of Slipknot concerts. And now we're just old.
What?
And so,
Slipknot concert.
No, I mean, we just used
Mudvayne
to go to
at the Roadhouse.
Yeah, we just used to go to a whole lot of rock shows. And now it's like we do more family friendly stuff because we're old.
No, I don't see.
We're tired.
I don't see David at a Slipknot concert.
You don't know anything. Like, you think you're so hardcore over there.
I don't think I'm hardcore.
You wear black dresses.
No, I don't.
You don't know how badass we used to be.
We were cool, man.
We used to be really cool. So cool.
The coolest.
The coolest ever.
Yeah.
So cool.
We're really cool.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
To qualify for Throwback Thursday, the song has to be at least 10 years old. This one, over 11 years old now.
No.
Coming up on 12 years old. Speaking of us being hardcore back in the day, Mahoney, you remember rocking out to 3 Days Grace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We call it rocking out.
Dave had a 3 Days Grace concert.
Yeah, man. I used to go to three Days Grace concerts.
Huh.
Get in the mosh pit, too. That's crazy.
Whoa.
Ow. Stepped on my foot.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Every single week we try to do better, but we don't. There's going to be an all-new blooper reel tomorrow, but one final time, the blooper reel for this week.
This one was fantastic.
Oh, it's so well done. Here we go.
So poorly executed by us.
Blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
It is a scene from Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, boy.
So, played by the great Jake Gyllenhaal and the late, great Heath Ledger.
Oh, boy.
Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger. You're right over there, Sylvia? She just spilled her tea all over herself.
Did you see that?
Yeah. You were the clumsiest person I've ever worked with.
I was hoping you didn't see that.
You were the clumsiest person I've ever met.
I'm proud to say I'm from Las Vegas this week.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Love this city. No better place on earth.
Yeah, I was like I mentioned it earlier. I was.
I gotta take my Invisalign out. I didn't know we were talking here.
You left your Invisalign in?
Yeah.
No better place on earth.
It's the blooper reel.
But if you have an opinion on it, 702-889-7352. Call the voicemail.
Happened. And it's hard to say that.
Yeah.
Happened.
Next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Have you ever forgotten your kid anywhere? Because these parents left their 3-year-old in a corn maze and didn't realize it until the next morning.
Sounds very Home Alone-ish.
Yeah. 702-791-1075 or on social media at Dave Mahoney. Have you ever forgotten your kid anywhere? Or, as a kid, were you forgotten anywhere? Also doing Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? Your chance to win some tickets to go see Arcade Fire. They are performing over the Mandalay Bay Event Center on Sunday, October 22nd. That is all next.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
maybe not so much here in Las Vegas, but in other parts of the country, especially around this time of year, going to a corn maze is a pretty normal thing. I wouldn't think that it would be a normal thing in Utah, but in West Jordan, Utah, on Monday night, that was the case. Do you guys know where West Jordan, Utah is?
I do not.
In the west?
It's a little west of Jordan.
West?
Yeah.
I don't know. Great joke, Dan.
All right. So a three-year-old kid got lost in a corn maze in Utah, and his parents didn't notice until the next morning.
What?
I made my family disappear.
I don't know how you would forget a child.
Yeah.
I mean, especially
you got a bunch. I mean, it's Utah. Did they got like, you know, 38 kids?
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah. The parents showed up at the police station the next morning to report their 3-year-old missing with 10 other kids.
Yeah.
Legally, though, that's not a good enough excuse. They haven't been charged with anything yet, but the cops are investigating.
But like at night when you have to like tuck in your kids, don't you think like, oh, one is missing?
Maybe if you split duties and you think the other one got them.
Yeah, I guess it's possible.
I mean, I'm not saying that is okay in any way, shape, or form, because if it was like a 12-year-old, okay, still awful.
Right.
But a 3-year-old?
Totally helpless.
In a corn maze at night?
Thankfully, somebody else found the kid, but because they had no idea who his parents were, he ended up with Child Protective Services.
Aww. Like, you're in the corn maze, you're just, you know, having a nice night with your significant
Mom?
Other.
Dad?
No, and then you come across.
Then you come across the 3-year-old, and you're like,
Children of the corn!
Forget corn mazes also, by the way. Those are no...
Have you gotten lost in it?
No, I just don't like corn mazes.
Oh.
I've had some...
See, I feel like claustrophobic.
Most of the time I spent in corn, we were drunk and driving through it.
Here's the woman, Josie Schmidt, like, who runs the corn maze.
Corn plowing.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It
wasn't good days.
It was pretty upsetting. The little boy was found right around this area. And they were just talking and trying to get his name, trying to keep him calm. They got him to say his brother's name, but that was about it.
About 7:42 this morning, our officers responded on a missing child report. They went to the corn maze last night, returned home, didn't realize till this morning that the 3-year-old was missing. Noticed there was a fair number of children in the home, multiple families. The fact that it took so long for them to realize the child was missing, was it purely an accident? What were the circumstances?
Pro tip to this family, though, I'm generally not one to tell people how to live their lives, but maybe you should stop having kids.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't keep track of all of them, maybe you're at capacity.
It takes you a full 12 hours to realize a 3-year-old's missing.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to feed the kid, so they're feeding all the other kids. But like, where's Joey?
Where's number 8? They don't even name them. Number them.
This is as far as sports scandals go, I mean, there's been so much going on this week with all the Harvey Weinstein stuff and everything else. This has kind of gone by the wayside, even though it's such a dramatic moment in the sports world with an offensive line coach in the NFL doing what we can only assume is cocaine off of a table. And now his stripper girlfriend, who's from right here in Las Vegas.
She's a model.
Okay. His model girlfriend.
She's a model.
Who may or may not strip from time to time.
That's a sad gig.
She's the one that put the video out there and put him on blast because, shocker, some breaking news here, the stripper doesn't actually like you.
What?
And that goes for all guys in all circumstances. The stripper's not really that interested in you.
And
I know you think you're incredible. You're not. She wants your money.
The guy was married also.
Married, and his wife was an addiction specialist. And
she missed that one.
Doing it at work. I feel like he jumped the gun too early resigning, though. He probably could have flown under the radar this week after everything else came out.
He should have just pulled one of the old distraction tactics.
Yeah.
If he should have been like, well, Jay Cutler. And we're like, you're right, off with his head. But the girl, Kijuana is her name.
Okay.
Oh, Kijuana.
Kijuana. She's doing the media rounds now and talking about how this guy used her as a cocaine platter.
Oh.
Oh, my motive was just to basically expose the inequalities that's in the system. It's not just NFL, just pure point blank. It's inequalities that comes with being a minority compared to being a white privileged person in America, just in general. To be completely honest with you guys, me and my best friend actually already had plans on recording him some way regardless. Yes, he was calling for entertainment. he just wanted someone to basically do his stuff off. Like, some people like using girls for personal, like, human platters.
So hang on. So now you're like Martin Luther King over here.
Yes.
Leading the civil rights movement because you were the chick that he chose to do cocaine off of? Like, that doesn't...
Yes.
That's insane to me. What are you talking about?
You are not the person to be making this into a issue about...
race or white privilege.
So this very easily could have gone the other way. So it could have been an African-American coach that called a white stripper and did cocaine off of her. Like, this isn't a circumstance, in my opinion, that has anything to do
with
inequality or race.
No.
It's just bad decisions.
There are circumstances in this world that certainly is prevalent and is happening. And without a doubt, but you're a stripper who lets that guy do drugs off of you.
He called you for entertainment, quote unquote entertainment, to do cocaine off of you.
You did not release that video to point out the inequalities in the NFL. You released that video to get attention and or probably the hopes of money.
And the really, really obnoxious thing to me in that quote is that she said that she was planning on recording him either way and then releasing it. So he did the work for you. It's still on him. He's a moron. Let's not get things crossed. He's an idiot.
You don't record yourself doing coke
and then send it to a model/stripper. Yeah, he's a moron. However, if she was planning on secretly recording him and releasing it like that,
either way, he was.
Why is he paying you then?
Yeah,
that's one thing if you're his like ex girlfriend,
right?
But if he's paying you. Come on. Keep it professional.
Yeah.
What's up, Las Vegas? This is Jared from the Dirty Heads, and you're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Hope he calls the Better Business Bureau.
Hey, I'm on vacation.
Rate you a C.
Every single day, because I love my occupation.
Oh, I get it.
Hey, I'm on vacation.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
We're actually very excited about this. Our friends from St. Jude's Ranch for Kids and the friends of ours from the Fremont Street Experience going to be here in the studio shortly. We're going to present a check to them for what happened over the course of the weekend. All the people that came out and participated with Slotzilla and everything at the Fremont Street Experience with Fear of the Walking Dead and just hanging out down there having a great time. And then, of course, Dave versus Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo, which happened on Saturday night. It was a lot of fun, too. So look forward to having them in shortly. Also, top stories coming up. And if you want to get a message in on the voicemail, going to be checking that again this morning, 702-889-7352.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So this is really cool. Obviously, we've seen the community come together in big ways when it comes to, you know, responding to the tragedy that happened here in Las Vegas just over a week ago. St. Rose Dominican, the hospitals here in Las Vegas, say they won't require any payment from any of the victims, and they are collecting donations from the community.
This is awesome.
Other hospitals have also made a commitment to work with the victims of the October 1st shooting. So UMC says they're working to collect donations, while Sunrise Hospital says they're working to take care of patients' needs and will be extremely sensitive to the financial status of the victims.
They shouldn't be extremely sensitive. They should just get rid of it.
Well, that is the right thing to do. I understand.
But
if they're stepping up and saying that we're going to do everything that we can and we're going to be very sensitive, the hospitals didn't expect this.
No, not at all.
A huge outpouring of resources for everyone. And so if they're doing everything in their power, I commend them.
They need to. The government needs to step in and and give them a tax break on it, something. There are ways that you can make this go away for the people who were affected by this horrible tragedy. And I applaud St. Rose Dominican for coming out, being the first to say that we will not give them a bill. Hats off to you. That is what community is about.
Yeah, because they already have enough problems on their hands.
Yes.
And enough worries.
Yes.
So if they can alleviate the financial side of it, I mean, that's awesome.
That's the last thing you want, is these people that were out trying to have a great time on a Sunday night, and all of a sudden tragedy strikes, then they're going to get hit with a hospital bill. And who knows, you know, how much their life has been affected outside of it. You know, they're losing time at work and making money and everything else. So again, like you said, St. Rose stepping up and doing that, and then the other hospitals working towards that same sort of thing is fantastic. So a county that's in upstate New York has just passed a law unanimously last week, according to a news station up there, that threatens parents with up to 15 days of jail time, a $250 fine, or both if their child is found to have bullied or attacked another student. So if your kid is a bully, as a parent, you get punished. The law also targets parents who host parties with illegal activities or whose kids break curfew. per the Buffalo News.
I like this, but I also don't like this, if that makes sense, because, man, you know, sometimes you just meet good people and they have just the worst kid.
Just a bratty kid.
For no reason. They're good. They're doing everything they can. Sometimes you just get a bad apple, and to see them punished, that kind of sucks sometimes.
So the city of Buffalo is fed up because it comes after a wave of what they're calling teenage terror in the city.
Yeah.
A pack of middle school boys attacked a juvenile aid officer. And I mean, it's just like there's been numerous instances where these kids have just been completely out of control. Mm-hmm. And obviously that first line of defense is supposed to be the parent. And I don't think that this is going to be actually enforced on a lot of these parents unless they can basically prove that they've been negligent.
Yeah.
But if you're just letting your kid run buck wild, not doing anything about it.
Yeah, you should.
Then hell yeah, fine them.
But I wonder if this is going to work.
I mean, we'll see.
You know, because
it's the first time we've heard anything of this,
because,
right?
Because like if the kid is like, well, my parents are going to get in trouble. That's cool.
Yeah.
If they're being a brat in the first place.
So it was one of those long waits at the airport, you know, where a flight gets delayed and everyone's starting to get pretty anxious. And then all of a sudden somebody had the brilliant idea of, hey, let's turn this into a karaoke session.
Oh, boy.
And you know, the little thing that the people talk into, little, you know, your flight's about to leave in 10 minutes, you know, time to start boarding. They handed that over to people to sing karaoke into.
Yeah.
And one guy busted out No Diggity.
Woo.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, and what was really funny is there was like a nerdy white guy that was singing it too.
Oh, it was a white
dude. Of course it was.
Of course it was.
Of course it was. I would hate that.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Hey, how about this? We have our friends from St. Jude's Ranch for Kids in the X107.5 studios this morning. Christina is here. Hey, Christina, how you doing?
Hi, great. I'm good. Thank you this morning.
It is nice to have you in studio. We love what you guys do out there at St. Jude's Ranch for Kids. Now, people, when they hear St. Jude's, a lot of times will think of the hospital. You guys are a totally different organization, and what you do is for kids right here in the greater Las Vegas area.
Yeah, that's correct. We appreciate the work that the hospital does, but we do different work. We take care of abused, abandoned, and neglected children here in Southern Nevada. We also help homeless young people get off the streets and, you know, get their life together.
Yeah, so, I mean, the reason why Mahoney and I love to roll up our sleeves and punch each other in the face for St. Jude's Ranch for Kids is because you think about kids that, you know, have just been dealt a really rough hand early on in life, and they've done nothing wrong. They're kids, and a lot of times, you know, they're just in circumstances totally outside of their control. And what I love that you guys do is you take these kids in, you give them a place to live, and you give them education and housing and friendship and support. But you also keep siblings together, which is really important to me because, you know, I come from a family with four brothers and a sister, and there's no one in this world that I'm closer to than my siblings. And being in a really tough situation, I can only imagine how difficult it would be for these kids if they also had to lose that relationship. You guys do a great job of keeping families together.
Well, thank you. We agree. That relationship between siblings is so important, and especially in a time when they're in foster care, you know, having that sibling with them is just super important and gives them that support that they need.
So on Saturday night at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center, we did Dave versus Mahoney 2, the downtown boogaloo. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts on the main event?
Well, it was rather interesting and fun, to say the least.
So Mahoney came out, and to his credit, he looked fantastic, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, he looked glorious. Were fantastic.
He had painted on abs.
How dare you say those were painted on, Dave?
They were fantastic from my point of view.
I did.
He painted on abs.
I did 10 million crunches.
Did you? just before the...
That's how you get the abs.
I had the pump going, which is why it's back today, you know, and obviously it goes away after a couple days. Yeah.
Well, so he comes out with the painted on abs, these glorious shorts, he has his boxing shoes. Little did he actually lied to us about whether or not he was training for the fight, but
didn't really train.
You trained.
I went to like a couple sessions.
All right. So anyway, we had a lot of fun. We punched each other, but the whole point was to raise as much money as possible. And a big part of raising that money is and welcoming in Paul here from the Fremont Street Experience. You guys have done tremendous work with St. Jude's and local charities here in the Las Vegas area for a long time, but you guys are making a substantial contribution again to the cause this year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. St. Jude's is an absolutely fantastic organization. Actually, helps all of Vegas at the end of the day. When we talk about Vegas strong, it's all about the community, the fabric of the community. Mm-hmm. And when you have it, when you're down on your luck, Vegas as a community rises to the occasion. So Vegas is strong, has been around for quite some time, and St. Jude is the epitome of that. So as such, we, on an annual basis, Slotzilla is our ultimate zip line.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've probably seen it. If you're down there on Fremont Street just hanging out, having a good time.
You always hear,
yeah. People,
whoa!
It looks awesome.
And you look up, and you're like, oh, yeah.
There's people flying that's above awesome. My head right now. That's Slotzilla. That's what he's talking about, yeah.
Absolutely. It's a bucket list experience. It really is truly fun. It's an adrenaline rush. But what we do is we use that as a mechanism to donate back to the community.
Yeah.
So portions of the proceeds on that particular day, as you guys were doing your fisticuffs.
Yeah.
I heard there was some controversy there.
There was no controversy.
There was lots of controversy.
There was no controversy.
It was an early stoppage, which many people agreed.
The doctor saved your life.
It doesn't matter if I'm bleeding.
Your life.
Yeah, he didn't save my
over
life.
Everything.
Oh, get
he
out of
checked
here.
You.
That was part. That was part of the plan.
You
to get it slippery and then push you over. And then they ruined it.
Oh, I heard the Mayweather judges were part of that.
Yeah,
100%.
Adlin Bird still scored the fight for Mahoney somehow. But yeah, you guys do great work, and you raise money, obviously, and then people can come down and enjoy Fremont Street and Fear the Walking Dead and Slotzilla and all these great activities, and you guys take some of that money and give it right back to the community, which is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And this year we'll be giving a $5,000 check to St. Jude and the organization. And we're just really proud to be part of the whole overall event.
And you actually brought one of the big giant checks like you'd get if you won the lottery, which is awesome, too. But let's talk about, Christina, where that $5,000 goes. So when people make donations to St. Jude's Ranch for Kids, how does that money get used?
Well, it gets used in a lot of different ways. I mean, as you mentioned earlier, our goal is to help kids have regular life experiences, right? So we want them to enjoy the things that are fun on the weekend. We want them to have nice shoes and nice backpacks like all the other kids in their classroom. And so every donation, you know, goes to supporting our programs. It also helps. We have pregnant and parenting teens on the campus. So young moms and their babies, and they need a lot of help. Young teenagers that are getting ready to age out of foster care need a lot of support. They need bus passes. They need nice work clothes for their jobs. So, you know, everything is really about helping lift up these children so they have better life experiences, so they understand that they can live a better life. And we invest in them. We believe in them. And they'll always be part of the St. Jude's Ranch family, as well as everybody that's ever donated. We really are so incredibly grateful.
And you said the other kids in their class. So you take these kids and you just put them in school like any other kid would be in school. And you have a tremendous graduation percentage of the kids that come through the ranch, right?
Yep. The kids go to regular schools. For the majority of them, they go to, you know, regular Boulder City schools or a couple different others around Vegas. And every kid that is eligible to graduate from high school will graduate from high school from St. Jude's. And for some kids, we have to find alternatives, right? So some kids might need online schooling or specialty stuff. That's why we're so committed to tutoring, which is another program we offer. A lot of kids have moved around from school to school. And so when that happens, they really start to fall behind on credits. And so all the donations really help us support tutoring. Our kids deserve to be at the top of their, you know, class, just like any other, you know, student.
So the kids or the people that came down and hung out with us on Saturday, you helped out. Thank you for that. The people that ride Slotzilla and participate in the Fremont Street experiences, even though you're probably two beers in more than you should have had and you're having a great time, you're also helping out. So thank you for that. But for people that didn't come down on Saturday, how can they donate to St. Jude's Ranch for Kids?
Well, thank you. And again, I just want to say thank you to everybody. They were so generous. People buying t-shirts and just, you know, giving money was just so incredible.
Here's something you may not know. A guy said, I will give an extra $50 to St. Jude's Ranch if you knock Mahoney on his ass. And because it was a TKO victory, that counted. So an extra $50. So,
yep.
Yeah, that's why I was punching you so hard. Not because I wanted to. It was for the kids.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. I actually witnessed that extra $50 coming into
good,
the jar.
Good.
So
it
thank
yes.
you very much. Yeah. But people can donate on our website, and it's Saint, so just S-T, mm-hmm. Jude's Ranch. .org. So stjudesranch.org.
Simple enough.
On our main page, there's a donate now, and we are always open to receiving people's donations. And your gently used items. So we'll take shoes, backpacks, all kinds of stuff. So.
Great.
And a couple years ago when we were doing Help for the Holiday, we did a lot of people were donating experiences too. So if there's any businesses out there as well, that's one of those things that we love seeing.
Send a bunch of kids to the movies, or if you run an arcade, let them go do something like that. One of the big bounce house things or trampoline spots.
Anything that would be good for kids. All that can be donated. And you know, we just want to thank you guys for letting us, you know, come to the ranch, be a part of, you know, helping make money get raised, and you know, it was
helping these kids have like a normal life.
It's an honor for us to be a part and do this for the community, and that's why, again, I lost the fight so we could do it again and raise
that's
even
why you
more
intentionally
money
through the
yes.
Right. And Paul, thank you again for the generosity. Fremont Street Experience, we love what you guys do down there, and obviously $5,000 check is going to go a long way. So thank you both for coming in this morning. We appreciate you.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So there's a little behind the scenes moment for you. Mahoney was actually quietly weeping here in studio saying, I can't handle another loss, so I'm not so sure I want to play.
No,
are
Dave.
You smarter than a community college
I'm gonna
dropout?
I'm
going to
win at who, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? That's because I always win.
That's what you said on Saturday night,
Ian, what's my record in that? I've won, like, lost several times.
I will pull that up, but no, Mahoney, you are doing very well.
That's right.
You lost two times ago.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, remember when you were calling all of our questions stupid because you couldn't get them right?
No, I got them all right, and I still called them stupid.
Yeah, no. So, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? Your chance to win some tickets to Arcade Fire.
It's Throwback Thursday with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
I'm playing this song to get you hyped back up, Sylvia. She just plowed through a donut like I've never seen anyone plow
like that
through a donut.
It was like a donut with like cupcake icing on the top.
No, it's like a s'mores donut, so like the topping was like marshmallow.
You wrecked that thing.
She's all sluggish, so I'm playing this to try to hype you back up.
Wake up.
Some Prodigy for Throwback Thursday. We'll also take the contestant right now.
I messed up.
702-791-1075. If you want to challenge Mahoney, should be an easy victory today. Call now.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? On X107.5.
Tony is joining us from Southwest Las Vegas. Tony, how are you, my friend? Thank you for joining us.
Good, guys. What's up?
So, just one request for you. Please take it easy on Mahoney. His fragile eagle can't handle another beatdown. If you're going to beat him...
No, my ego's just fine.
Did you say eagle?
Eagle.
Dave, my ego is Teflon.
It's fragile eagle.
Nothing sticks to it.
What's going on?
All right. So here's how this works. We're going to ask you a series of questions. You just have to try to get more correct than Mahoney. And if you do, we're going to give you some tickets to go see Arcade Fire. They're playing October 22nd over at Mandalay Bay Event Center. Mahoney, if you'd be so kind, please leave the room.
I got some questions for Dave, or whatever his name was beforehand.
Tony?
Yeah, whatever.
Tony? Dave's my middle name.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Dave's my name, you idiot.
What's your level of education?
I have a bachelor's degree.
In what?
Marketing.
Okay, great.
Ooh,
great.
Okay. All right. Well, best of luck to you, Tony.
Market your ass right out of the room.
Market your ass.
Bah. Oh, he almost ran into the wall.
Okay, so Tony, you get one pass today, okay? One pass. So if there's a question that you don't feel like you know the answer to, you can pass on one. We're going to ask you a total of five questions. Of course, if you use the pass, then we'll ask a sixth question. Here we go with question number one. In the sun's core, hydrogen atoms fuse together to form what other element? In the sun's core, hydrogen atoms fuse together to form what other element?
How long do I have to answer?
5 seconds. You can't Google it.
5 seconds.
If you don't know, you can use your pass. It's fine.
I'm a pass. Yeah,
okay, all right. Smart use of the pass there.
Yeah.
All right, how many pints are in a gallon? How many pints in a gallon?
32
is incorrect. 8 pints in a gallon.
Eight pints.
It's all right.
And the sun's core answer was helium.
Helium is, yeah.
Helium?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm getting killed out here.
Okay. Zoologists call the leader of a wolf pack the what?
I feel like these aren't college questions. These are like some next level stuff.
No, they're actually fifth grade questions.
These are fifth grade questions.
That's where I got them from.
The alpha male is correct. Yes.
See, You got it.
Yeah, you're fine, man. Ooh, this one may be tough. On what date did Nevada become the 36th state? On what date did Nevada become the 30th?
Is that October 31st?
October 31st is right, yes!
See?
That was the best day of the year.
Hell Dave was telling me that he knew we couldn't get it.
Day off is cool.
What human organ is protected by the cranium?
The brain.
The brain is right!
See, you got this.
Okay.
Is that it?
No, you got one more question. One more question. Okay. Final one here. This is a history question. President John Adams was a member of what political party at the time of his election? President John Adams, a member of what political party at the time of his election?
I'm going to go Federalist.
Wow.
See?
Wow.
I know.
Four out of five. Excellent job, Tony. I am thoroughly impressed. Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
The first two got me.
Yeah, you wisely used your pass, but after that, you just crushed it. So 4 out of 5, well done.
Yay!
All right, so Tony, I'm going to let you hang out here. Let's go ahead and bring Mahoney the baloney pony back in, and let's see if he can do any better.
Oh, I like that.
Careful, right. Don't let him see your computer screen. He's a cheat. He's a cheater.
Cheater, pumpkin eater.
What are you talking about?
All right, so here's how this works today, Mahoney. A total of 5 questions, as usual, and you get one pass today, all right?
Uh-huh.
One pass today. One pass.
How'd Larry do?
His name is not Larry, it's Tony. And we're not going to tell you. You have to see if you can do better in the dark, just like he was in the dark, not knowing how well
Larry's
you would have done.
Larry's my middle name. That works, too.
In the sun's core, hydrogen atoms fuse together to form what other element?
What was the question?
In the sun's core, hydrogen atoms fuse together to form what other element?
Pass.
Okay. How many... helium is the correct answer.
Okay.
Helium. How many pints are in a gallon?
4.
4 is incorrect.
That's not 8. 4 pints are in a liter.
8. 8 is the correct answer.
Mm.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Tony said 32. It's all right.
That's cool.
Both of you are morons.
Nobody likes conversions.
Zoologists call the leader of a wolf pack what? Zoologists call the leader of a wolf pack what?
The alpha?
Finish it.
The alpha male?
The alpha male is correct, yes.
Get out of here.
What?
Get out of here.
Get out of here. That's
you
the correct
right.
answer.
You got it right.
Yeah, I know. I got it right before you're like, what's
no, the alpha is not the same as the alpha male.
Oh, no, yes, it can be
no,
the alpha
not.
Female.
Oh. Yeah. Also,
I think it's the same.
Also, like
why
you, Mahoney,
are both of you sexist?
No.
All right.
We're not being sexist. You're being sexist.
Oh,
you just assume
am.
That it's the alpha male.
How dare you assume that wolf's gender?
What about you, Mahoney, the alpha bitch?
Yeah.
On what date did Nevada become the 36th state?
No idea.
No idea is incorrect.
Oh, actually, I do know. It is October 31st.
Nah, too late. You already said
no, I did not.
You did.
You said, I don't know.
I said, I have no idea. I played the sounder.
I didn't give an answer. That's right. Ian, that you know
no
that's
way.
Right.
No, I don't look at
me. Yeah, why you don't point to me, man.
Yeah. Well,
it was the correct answer. I'm counting it on mine.
That's
a correct answer.
That's a correct answer.
I'm counting on mine.
That is such a traitor.
It's the right answer.
You're such a traitor.
The answer was I don't know.
Yeah,
no, it wasn't.
You said I
took a guess. And then I took a guess and I was right.
It doesn't matter.
No one knows
no. You rang in with I have no idea.
No, I did not. I didn't officially give my answer.
All right.
And that Dave is the biggest cheater of all time.
How am I the biggest cheater?
You gave the wrong answer.
If I would have said September 2nd, then yes, I would have been wrong. I said, I don't know,
Mahoney,
October 31st.
It's not up to me. The disapproving pony went off.
No, because you pushed the button.
I don't control the pony. Okay, I do control the pony, however. What human organ is protected by the cranium?
The brain.
The brain is right.
Oh my gosh, so
final,
bad.
Final question, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Try to hold it together over there. This is a history question. You like history.
Okay.
President John Adams was a member of what political party at the time of his election? President John Adams was a member of what political party at the time of his election?
Oh, boy.
5 seconds.
It was a Whig?
A Whig is incorrect.
What was it?
Federalist.
Shut up, Walter.
No,
it's Tony.
Tony.
I even gave you the one that you got wrong with October 31st, and you still didn't beat Tony. Tony got 4 out of 5.
He needed the chance.
Yep.
Which one did Tony miss?
Just the first one, the Pints.
He got Federalist.
He got Federalist. He got Federalist.
Really?
He got Federalist. He said the Alpha Male. Yep. Yep. All of it.
Calling shenanigans on this.
And he instantly said October 31st because he loves the state of Nevada, not like you, you poser.
It's because I grew up here and we always got the day off at school.
No, I know when I was, my initial reaction to that question was what year, which I can't remember right off the top of my head, but I know Nevada Day is October 31st.
That's 1864.
1864 is a great answer. Tony, congratulations.
Yay, Tony. Oh,
I hope you have a horrible time there, Steve.
No, I hope you have a great time.
His name isn't Steve. It's Tony. Arcade Fire, Mandalay Bay Event Center, October 22nd. Thank you for listening, my friend, and congratulations.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
Going to be checking the voicemail again here in a few minutes. 702-889-7352 if you want to get a message in there. Also got top stories coming up here shortly. Know the show before too long.
You're just going to gloss over that, huh?
I like how he's like lip smacking.
Just gloss it over.
I'm not
going
to gloss over. Mahoney's mad because he's like, John Adams' son was a Whig.
Yeah. You didn't say which John Adams.
That's not what I
asked. Yeah, but we would have said John Quincy Adams.
You didn't elaborate.
Just like when he got that ass kicking on Saturday night, also had a whole bunch of excuses.
Just
a lot of
technicalities and a lot of early stoppages.
Yeah, that was not an early stoppage. Mm-hmm. Those are medical professionals trying to save your life. Just trying to save you from yourself, you more.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
This has got to be up there for my favorite audio clips of the week so far. Bella Hadid, who is a supermodel, went shoe shopping, and she's doing it for Complex. So, you know, it's one of those like trendy video series that everything's super cool, and they're going shopping for fresh sneakers. And
Complex does a lot of sneaker stuff, and then this is one of the things that they do. They'll bring somebody in and talk about the shoes that you're wearing because being a sneakerhead is cool these days.
And I've got no problem with people that are sneakerheads.
It's cool, but don't try to be cool.
Right, you just, like, you can... The sneakers can be the cool thing. You don't have to try to be cooler than the sneakers.
But you think being a supermodel, I mean, she already has If you're young,
rich, famous, and pretty, you don't need to try to be cool.
So if she just walked around and went, oh, yeah, I really like those. Like, if a guy was wearing those, he would look great.
Like,
instead, she tried to use all this street lingo, like homeboy and fresh and dope, and it just was cringeworthy.
Like, think about Jack Nicholson. Like, he doesn't try. He's just cool. I mean,
even when he's sitting there looking all fat on the sideline of the Lakers, just like courtside, just his belly hanging over, he's just like, yeah.
And you're like, man,
you're awesome, Jack Nicholson.
That's right. Amazing actor. Yeah. Loved you in The Departed.
All right, here you go. Here's Bella Hadid trying to be cool while shopping for sneakers.
For me, I feel like girls look so sexy in tennis shoes. I think it's like the dopest thing. You can wear it with a dress, you know, with whatever you want. And sneakers on a man is definitely the first thing I look at. So if you're going to have a dope shoe that both guys and girls can wear, I mean, come on. Matching shoes, that's dope.
What are some of your sneaker turnoffs, though?
I'm cool with it, and I don't mind dirty sneakers, but they better be fresh, you know? If homeboy is coming through with these, it's quiet. Yeah, it's quiet for him. But, like, if he comes through in, like, these, homeboy is going to, like, get it.
That's so painful.
I think, like, after even herself, like, she's like,
what am I doing?
Also,
that's too much homeboys.
If you are a guy or a girl who is judging the person who you are thinking about, like, hooking up with based on their shoes, you are a clown.
Mm-hmm.
Unless that person is a clown and they have clown shoes on and then you bang them, then okay, cool. Because you know what they say.
Yeah.
What do they say?
I don't know what they say.
It's Throwback Thursday with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Ian, this one's for you, buddy. Your favorite band of all time. Your favorite song of all time.
Really? Is your favorite song of all time?
It's up there, yeah.
All right, here you go.
Cool.
Flagpole Center. Harvey Danger. X107.5.
Yeah, fresh.
Up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
All right, taking one more check of the voicemail here in a couple of minutes. Also, your chance to win some tickets to go see Adam Sandler. He is doing a mini residency over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan, November 10th, 17th of November, and January 27th as well. Your chance to win those tickets in Know the Show, also on the way.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's an important game this weekend for the Silver and Black. Old Philip Rivers is rolling into town. We'll see how it shakes out. But if you'd like to join us at Aces and Ales starting at noon on Sunday, A little football, a little beer. We're going to have the custom growler as well from the Dave Mahoney Morning Show and Aces and Nails. Call number 10 right now. We'll set you up. Got to be at least 21.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Daniel is joining us this morning. Call number 10. That means that you're going to join us Sunday out of the Aces and Nails. Congratulations to you, man.
Nice, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Have you ever been to Aces and Nails, 2801 North Tenaya?
Nope, never been there.
Well, this Sunday, we're going to be out there drinking some beer, watching some football starting at 12 o'clock. And when it comes to a place that has a fantastic selection of beer, maybe the best on the West Coast, Mahoney.
Certainly. Yeah. Over 50, you know, they got 50 taps of just pure goodness that is always something new there. They do a great job of that and one of the best bottle selections anywhere. So we look forward to you joining us, having a good time, and watching some football.
It's going to be lit.
Congratulations, Daniel. Thank you for listening, man.
Nice, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, hey, Bella.
What? Stop that.
Pump the brakes on that.
No, yeah, right. Yeah, it's just going to be cool.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I'm driving along this morning. You guys are on commercial, so I'm flipping through the stations, and one of those songs comes on. You know, one of those songs you can't help but listen to. I like to call them your Windows Up song. The Windows Up embarrassment, guilty pleasure song comes on the radio, and it got me thinking, I wonder how many other people have that Windows Up song. You know, just as the, what it looked to be a junior high school bus caught the 30-somethings tattooed Henry guy singing NSYNC's Bye 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 this morning. You're welcome, by the way. So I was just curious. You guys got any of those Windows Up songs?
Message deleted.
Oh, yeah. Spice Girls?
Spice Up Your Life?
No.
I'll listen to Spice Girls if they come on. If it's one of the
gotta
hits.
Gotta get with my friends.
Make it love and friendship never ends. Sigga, sigga.
Yes.
I would go see them if they toured.
You know, I bet they could probably do a residency.
Yeah, 100% they could.
That'd be awesome, but it has to be all five original members.
Yeah, and I think Mel B is too wrapped up in screaming at her ex-husband and being on America's Got Talent. Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, I'm just going to have to stop rooting for you. You just keep losing. You lost today. You lost to the boxing. You lost at, what was the other one? Ping pong? Come on. You probably would have lost at tetherball. Sylvia will probably beat you at swimming.
No, she won't.
Let's go. What's going to be next? Let's go already. You're my favorite one there. Let's go. Just stick to drinking, I guess.
Bye.
Well, at least you won his heart, his affection.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That was you, man, singing Spice Girls.
Look at you. Play it again. That was awesome. Slap it to the left if you're having a good time. Shake it to the right.
So Bossy Rossi is mad at us. He just posted on Twitter that we're playing more college rock from 1998 for Throwback Thursday. Well, we're playing what we have in the system. Maybe, you know, if you do your job and load the music in and properly label it, we'd be able to find it and expand our horizons.
Yeah. Rossi. I'm digging the 98 college rock days. I wasn't even in college.
I mean,
but
that,
I appreciate it.
It's like from 20 years ago. That's
throwback.
About as old as alternative music gets. I mean, maybe another 7 years before that, 91 is when it first started. But that's right in the heart of some like epic one-hit wonders.
This one from 1994.
Okay, going back even further. Let's see if he's mad at this one. Mahoney's choice for Throwback Thursday, some Dinosaur Jr., Feel the Pain. It's a good song, man.
Hell yeah, it is.
Good song.
Just waiting for him to bust in the room and yell at us.
Oh, he's going to scare me again.
Even Kermit approves up there. You see how happy Ian is?
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
Your chance to win those tickets to Adam Sandler's mini residency that he's doing over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Know the Show is coming up next.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, so we have some tickets to Adam Sandler's residency over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. That's happening November 10th and 17th, along with January 27th. All you have to do is Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
well, the small bag here is $20. I'm like, what?
$20?
Popcorn.
Dollars.
How talk about here's $5.
They're not big.
I take nothing.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Really?
When they're out in front of like or something along those lines. It's like, I can't not. Like, I love watching
you
kids.
You go shopping at a lot?
Has a cornucopia of junk food.
Oh.
All right. So, Mahoney regularly gives.
And hot sauces.
To this establishment, yes. What is it? 702-791-1075. Just surprising that you would go there.
You'd be amazed at what you can find way in the back.
Aww.
Next to the hot sauces?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. They got a lot of stuff there. A lot of stuff there.
Again, Adam Sandler doing a mini residency over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. And there is three dates that are on the books, November 10th, 17th, and January 27th. Tickets are on sale now through CosmopolitanLasVegas.com, but you can have some for free if you have the correct answer today. X1075, good morning. What is your name?
Nate.
Hey, how you doing, Nate?
I'm doing all right today. Thank you.
You are a faithful listener. We appreciate that. Have you waited long enough to win a prize?
Yes, I have.
Excellent. All right. What is the correct what is the correct answer?
It's Bass Pro Shop.
Bass Pro Shop is right.
Bass Pro Shop has a ton of stuff. I love it. I always get my stepdad a gift certificate for Christmas there. What?
Just took a while to get there. I don't know.
I was just being dramatic, man.
Oh, is that what it was?
Right. Okay.
Nate, thank you for listening today. Have a great day.
I didn't
day,
want to say for his birthday. His birthday's like in a week, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
His birthday's in a like, well, not a week. It's like a month, but
God. All right. We're just going to
go. So you spoiled your stepdad's
He doesn't
gift?
Listen.
We're going to ease on
He's
that
at work.
Here. Yeah. He has real things going on in life.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's get more donuts.
Have a great day.
Huh? All right.
What?
Let's get more donuts.
More donuts?
Yeah.
Don't you have a heart appointment?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be plowing through 8 donuts before you go to your cardiologist.
You have to go get your heart checked out today?
Yeah, I get the results from my Holter monitor.
She had to have a heart monitor put on.
Because I had palpitations.
She's having palpitations.
Because Bossy Rossi scares me every 5 seconds.
Now she's stress eating and she's plowing through. She had a huge donut earlier today.
Oh, dude, it was so good.
Yeah, it looked good. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I'll share one with you.
Really?
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
I turned off my mic. It's not my fault. You two still got your mics on for whatever reason.
Well, I was going to play a drop, and then you're just like,
and then you
well, you said it didn't do it in the middle of a break.
Pop out your trays.
Because I knew that you guys were going to talk trash, so I had to take it out.
We didn't talk trash.
You're like a giant 8-year-old.
Shut up, Sylvia.
What?
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Dave and Mahoney. And download the daily podcast to listen on demand at X1075LasVegas.com.
Just to really tilt Bossy Rossi. This was a request. Like, this isn't our choice. Somebody wanted to hear this today.
This did come out in 1998.
College rock.
Yeah. Jacob wanted this on Twitter. So thank you for listening today. Thank you for enjoying Throwback Thursday. Have a great day.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.